Log Talk Radio.
God bless you, brother, and thank you for tuning in to the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach broadcast. This was Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr., and this morning there's a very important word that God put in my spirit to share with his children, with leaders, with those that are just sheep, those that are on the bench, and also those that are seeking for the truth and trying to find Jesus Christ. And those that are going through things and need to understand why you're going through it, how you get out of it, and what it is that you do. This show is for you, and you don't want to miss this. First, let's open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking you to forgive us for our sins and shortcomings, to forgive us for our faults and for our wrongs. Thank you for everything. Please, Lord, fill me with the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Give me a spiritual understanding of your most precious and holy word. Help us to hear you, to understand, to receive from you. Give us the victory as we give you the glory, the thanks, and the praise. In Jesus' name, Satan, we rebuke you, we plead the blood against you, and we cast you out of our life and our affairs, you and your demons. We, no matter what their name is, we plead the blood against them and cast them as well out of our life and our affairs. We loose our stuff from your grip and from your demons' grip. We command you and your demons to go back to the pit of hell, Satan, from whence you came. And in Jesus' name, we command you to not come back anymore. Father, we thank you for being our God, and we ask that you dispense the appropriate angels to come into our lives, into the earth realm, where they are needed. And we thank you for this prayer. We ask you, Father, to confirm your word with signs following and show us that you are with us. I ask that you make me usable and use me, fill me with the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Give me a spiritual understanding of your word and make this lesson simple yet deep and deep yet simple. And please anoint the airways. In Jesus' name we thank you, we pray. Amen. I'd like to ask you, my brothers and sisters in the ministry and in the Christian faith, I'd like to ask you to turn to Mark chapter 1. And while you're doing that, as is the custom, I'm going to allow God to use me to read the description of the lesson. Many times, Scripture shows us Jesus doing miracles. The key to understanding why he did the miracles is in the knowing who he went against when he did them and why. He gave the blind their sight again because he gave them eyes to see. He gave the deaf their hearing again because he gave them ears to hear. He blessed the lame to walk because that's what he gave them legs for. He healed those with leprosy because he didn't make them that way. He healed Peter's mother-in-law from a fever because that spirit doesn't work for the Lord. He raised certain folk from the dead because it glorified God for them to be raised instead of being buried. All of this he did to show the devil that Jesus is Lord. Pilate ended up saying that I find no fault in him, and that's John 19:4. The devil tried to kill all male children 2 years old and under on more than one occasion, because Satan knew that there was some holiness going on in the spirit realm and that it was going to benefit the human race. He remembered the prophecy God gave in Genesis 3:15. Saints, the Holy Ghost led Brother Paul to warn us of four classes of demons that are still attacking us Christians daily. They are attacking mankind daily and nightly. Some of the human race they have captured and hold in bondage. And those of us that are called Christians are the targets of those demons that Paul mentioned. If you don't know your enemy, then how can you fight them? It's time to wage war. It's time to rebuke the devil. Grab your Bibles and let's get into this and hear what the Holy Ghost has to say to us. He is intending to answer someone's questions join me at Mark 1 for starters. You can call for prayer at 203-745-8162. You might want to do that after this lesson, and let's wage war together against our enemy. Join me, Mark chapter 1. And our scripture reference in Mark chapter 1 is coming from verses 21 through 27. And I am led by God to read this out of the Living Bible. It reads on this wise. Jesus and his companions now arrived at the town of Capernaum, and on Saturday morning went into the Jewish place of worship, the synagogue, where he preached. The congregation was surprised at his sermon because he spoke as an authority and didn't try to prove his points quoting others, quite unlike what they were used to hearing. A man possessed by a demon was present and began shouting, "Why are you bothering us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us, demons? I know who you are, the Holy Son of God." Jesus curtly commanded the demon to say no more and to come out of the man. At that, the evil spirit screamed and convulsed the man violently and left him. Amazement gripped the audience, and they began discussing what had happened. "What sort of new religion is this?" they asked excitedly. "Why? Even evil spirits obey his orders." Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for this time of fellowship and gathering. And in Jesus' name, we ask you, O Lord, to deliver this word and feed your sheep. Your sheep, Lord. No one's sheep but yours. We need spiritual understanding in order to go forth from this moment on. Feed me as well. In Jesus' name, I thank you, and I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, after reading that scripture in the book of Mark, what we find, brothers and sisters, is demonic activity at a very high level. It hasn't stopped. These things are still going on today. Demonic activity. People under all kind of attack. Most ministers will emphasize that there are financial attacks going on, but it's deeper than that. There are emotional attacks going on. There are mental attacks going on. There are physical attacks going on. Families are under attack. Children are under attack. Health is under attack. Strength is under attack. Lives are under attack. The government is under attack. The world is under attack. The enemy is running rampant. 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls him the God of this world. He stole this world from Adam. He stole it. He stole the right for us to live forever with God when he caused Adam and Eve to fall. And the Lord God Almighty, he came down here to restore unto us that privilege, that honor to live with God, except this time it will be in heaven forever and ever and ever. To those that are not born again, they will not enter the kingdom of God, but they will be thrown into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. As long as the saints live with God in heaven, the unsaved will burn in the lake of fire with Satan, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. It's a sad, sad truth. This is what ministers should be teaching, though they aren't. They're busy telling you that God is Santa Claus, which he isn't. Ministers are busy telling you that God will give you all kinds of things and make you rich. This is not the gospel. Saints, this is a very important lesson because some of you are under demonic attack. And this lesson that God has put in my spirit to share The thought God had was that the country needs healing. But the United States won't get in God's face. But the church needs to. The body of Christ needs to. The title of this lesson is It's Time to Rebuke the Devil. He won't leave without a confrontation. So wage war. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. That was the whole purpose of the Son of God going into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. In the English, it says, if thou be the Son of God. But in the original Greek text, that's not what it says. In the Greek text, it says, since you are the Son of God. See, Satan knew who Jesus was. He knew that this wasn't Joseph's son. He knew that this son was placed in Mary by the Holy Ghost. That's why he caused a hit to go out against all male children 2 years and under, because he tried to stop the fulfillment of the prophecy. In Genesis 3 and 15, when it says that I will put enmity between thy seed and her seed, the woman's seed. This is what God prophesied. But those of us that are teachers of the word, those of us that are students and scholars of the word, we know that a woman does not have a seed. So when God said that, he was saying something deeper than what anyone could understand. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. In this situation, the woman was Israel. The seed was Jesus Christ. God said, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He said that I'm going to send a man-child to bust you up. You think that you have hindered what God put together? No. Saints, you don't have to allow the enemy to rob from you any longer than today. Not at all. Brother Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In verse 11, he said, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wiles mean schemes, tricks, plans of the devil. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Here we are again looking at this in the English, but missing the point. Right here, Brother Paul is mentioning in verse 12, four classes of demons. Huh, glory. I like to say, as God give it to me, there are many ministers who profess to have knowledge on demonology and words of demonology, all the way from the Jezebel spirit down to some of the spirit called Leviathan, down to what people have conjured up called the Python spirit, which doesn't exist. You have to be careful what table you eat at, because folk are professing to speak things that Scripture is not referring to, and they don't even know what they're talking about. And this is why when you use the information they give and there's no victory and you wonder why, that's why you have to check the information. The best book on demonology is the Word of God. Paul mentioned, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. This is from the Greek word arche, and it means chief. In various applications of order, time, place, or rank, it means chief. He said against powers, which in the Greek, this is exousia, which is power, authority, weight of a spiritual power, and the power of rule or government. the power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed. Paul said, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers is from the Greek word kosmokrator, and it means ruler of this world. It means world ruler. It refers to Satan and his demons influencing the lives of worldly people, and is used only in Ephesians 6 and 12. He said, spiritual wickedness in high places. The word spiritual is from the Greek word pneumaticos, which pneumaticos is from the word pneuma, which means spirit. And this is referring to spiritual. It's relating to the realm of the spirit, i.e. the invisible sphere. And then where it mentioned wickedness, the Greek word is panerea, which means pain-ridden evil, and is derived from the Greek word ponos, which refers to pain, pure and simple, and resulting in toil. Then drudge, i.e. bad, like our criminal and desires. So now when you put that all together, Paul is saying we don't wrestle against people, but we wrestle against chief demons and strong demons, demons with authority, with weight, with spiritual power, wicked power, of course, and against the kosmokrators, the world rulers that rule the darkness of this world. The darkness meaning the wickedness, the evil, the judgment. They rule that. They rule the wickedness. They rule the evil. This whole world is blind. This whole world is going against God and not realizing that there is no blessing in that. People live a life of killing, murdering, homosexuality, cursing, debauchery, oh God, all kind of evil, wicked stuff, and then they leave this world, or people might catch AIDS or just living a bad life and then end up suffering before they die, and then when they die, people say they're in a better place now. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because if they didn't live to please God, if they didn't accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, when they left this world, they jump out of the frying pan into the fire, torment. They lift up their eyes in hell, and they're tormented in hell, which is a holding place for unsaved souls. When you mention salvation, when you mention being saved, Scripture is talking about saved from eternal damnation, eternal condemnation, eternal punishment, saved from the lake of fire. You cannot live against God. You cannot disobey God. You cannot tell God, I'm going to do what I want to do and not what you want to do, and then leave this world and think that you're going to see God. Look at the rappers. Look at the rappers. Look at the actors. Look at the movie stars. Look at the R&B singers. Look at the celebrities. All this cursing and carousing and having all of this stuff here on earth. That's why the Bible also says the love of money is the root of all evil. You have to be careful, because when you start chasing finances, you would do anything to get it. A lot of ministries right now, because it's income tax time, are going to pop up with workshops, conventions, all kind of stuff, revivals, pastor anniversary, all that, because they're chasing the dollar. But they're not telling you that you must be born again. Oh, yeah, double shot. You must be born again. Jesus came into the earth realm to tell the devil, No. You're not going to continue attacking those that call on me, because see, Jesus was the Savior of the world. He saved his people and still doing it today. Give your life to him. Give your life to him. With all that we are going through in the earth realm, give your life to him. That homosexual spirit where people are getting married, same-sex marriages, don't think that demon is going to stay out on the surface for long, because God is going to push that demon back into the closet. A lot of this mess is going on in the earth realm because the church won't pray. Never mind the praise and worship team. Half of them ain't saved anyway. Never mind those that are in the choir. A lot of them ain't saved anyway. Never mind the preachers where the pastor is a mason and the apostle is really an evangelist but trying to be an apostle. Never mind those that are in the building conjuring up their own way of serving God. No, you can't do that. Judgment must begin at the house of God, Scripture says. The church needs to pray. We hear 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. We talk about 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. We talk about this. But why are we not following it? Why are we not allowing the word to lead us, to counsel us, to minister to us? Come on, brother ministers. Come on, sister ministers. Stop playing. God said in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people would be called by my name. Now he's talking about the Christians. He's talking about the believers. He's talking about those that fear him, that love him, that follow him. Never mind those that say, well, I go to church. No, church is not a building. It's time that we get educated. The church goes to the place of worship to get fed. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. All these names people are making up in ministry, Reverend Doctor. First of all, Reverend is only referred to God in Psalms 111, verse 9. Only does it refer to God. It's only used one time in the Bible. Holy and Reverend is his name. So you need to take that out of your name. The ministries where people are calling it their own ministries. If someone's name is Joe Schmo, you read where Joe Schmo Ministries, Joe Schmo International Ministries. Cut that out because if it's named after you, then God is not getting no glory. Stop playing. Stop. Humble yourself. Archbishop, it doesn't exist. Search the scriptures. Humble yourself. Chief apostle, the only chief apostle was Jesus Christ. Stop. Cut it out. Stop. It's affecting the sheep. And God is going to deal with you when you leave this world. Master prophet. No, there's only one master prophet, and that's Jesus Christ, not Ebenezer Jordan, not Manasseh, not none of them. Come on, saints. What does God have to do? Draw a picture? He's not going to do it. He's given us the word. Oh, it's time to walk according to the word. A lot of those world-renowned ministers, the reason y'all get so surprised when they fall is because you lift them up so high. Eddie Long should have never been lifted up high like he was. He didn't make no mistake. He got exposed for what he did. And when he got exposed, then all of a sudden, everybody's talking about, well, everybody make mistakes. No, everybody don't make mistakes like that. If you are sleeping with boys in the ministry and you're a man, or sleeping with the women in the ministry and you're a girl, that is not a mistake. That's sin. And you need to get out of the ministry. If you're in the choir and you're a homosexual and you done been living that same-sex lifestyle all week long, then on Sunday you get in there singing to God. You're not singing to the God of heaven. You might be singing to the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, but you're not singing to the God of heaven. Tone said, make me over. No, he didn't mean it that way. He's not saved either. Stop playing, saints. Stop playing. Where are the prophets at? Where are the prophetesses that speak boldly for God? Where are they? The world needs to hear what thus saith the Lord. A true apostle turns the city upside down. We're not at all us apostles, not passive. We're not soft. We're not scared. We're not cowards. Read the book of Acts. That's the Acts of the Apostles. They stayed in and out of jail because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. 2 Chronicles 7:14, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You might be watching the debates. Those candidates, they're all lying. When you mention, well, what about same-sex marriage and the entity of marriage? Hey, move away from that. What about police brutality? Listen, brethren, it's not a black thing or a white thing. It's not a brown thing or a light-skinned thing. In other words, even with all the police brutality and the way the police are killing people and shooting people, it's not about it's a race thing, because it's black cops that are shooting as well as the white cops. And I don't mean black and white. Let me move the words so the devil won't get the victory of that, because the only thing black is like a street, and there's nobody walking around that color. The only thing white is paper, and there's no one walking around that color. So it's brown-skinned people and light-skinned people. Let's say it that way. Police are police. There's abuse of authority going on in this world right now. Simple as that. It's just abuse of authority. But God, He's going to change all of this. Some of you prophets that are listening, y'all heard God tell you that. Listen, don't be shy. Tell it. Cry loud and spare not. Some of you prophetesses, y'all have heard God say He's going to change things. You've heard God. What God told you He's going to do, tell it. Tell it. God is not playing. He's not playing. He's not playing. He can't heal the land. He won't heal the land until we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face. He showed His power all through the Bible, where we started off in Mark chapter 1. A man was possessed by a demon. And when he was brought before Jesus, the demon began shouting, "Why are you bothering us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us demons? I know who you are, the Holy Son of God." Jesus curtly commanded the demon to say no more and to come out of the man. Jesus said, "Shut up." Come on, y'all. You need to tell Satan this. Shut up. He said he's attacking your marriage. Tell him, shut up. He said he's attacking your children. Tell him, shut up. He said, I'm attacking your health. Tell him, shut up. He said, I'm going to infiltrate the ministry. Shut up. In Jesus' name, shut up, Satan. Jesus wasn't nice to the devil. He wasn't nice to him. He even said to the religious leaders of that day, "Woe unto you, Pharisees. Woe unto you, scribes. Woe unto you. All of you, hypocrites," because there's hypocrites in the ministry. Let me say this to you. God, give it to me. A lot of the world-renowned ministers that tell you, if the check don't come, don't worry about it. God said to put your last into the ministry. God said to sacrifice. God said, give what you have. Give the more you have, the more you'll be blessed. They say that, but if God was to come and tell them to give up all that they have, sell what they have and give to the poor and follow Him, they won't do it. They won't do it. Why? Hypocrites. I'm not saying they didn't start off with God. They did. But once they got to a certain level of success, that was it. That was it. They fell. I mean, imagine this. Imagine this. See this. Catch this revelation. Imagine God using you to do a speaking engagement, and you get a $30,000 love offering for being used by God to minister. You say, wow, that's $30,000. That's one day work. That's quick. And then imagine someone called you 2 days later, and you get a $50,000 love offering. That's $80,000 in 1 week. You're going to get addicted to that. You're going to get addicted to it. If you make another $80,000 the next week, that's $160,000. You will get addicted to that if you're not seasoned. And so a lot of ministries are trying to get mega because that's what they're looking at. The love of money is the root of all evil. The Lord lead me to tell people all the time, if it's in your heart to support the ministry, let God use you. I'm not going to beat you up with Malachi 3 because the way that they use Malachi 3, that's not how it was meant in Scripture. tithing never was a law. And then if you want to say it was a law, if you want to say that, notice in Malachi chapter 1, verse 1, who Scripture was talking to. Who was God talking to when he sent Malachi? He was talking to Israel. Malachi the prophet was sent to Israel to rebuke them because of what they didn't do that they promised in Nehemiah chapter 9 and chapter 10. Brother ministers, sister ministers, it is time to start teaching the truth. Stop making merchandise of God's people. Stop. Malachi 1, verse 1, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. We are New Testament saints. New Testament saints. We are not commanded. Nowhere, if you look in the New Testament for the word tithe, you're only going to find it twice. And that's when Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees and telling them, you tithe meant in cumin. In the Hebrew, the word tithe only means tenth, and it only means tenth part. It don't mean 10% of your income, because in the Old Testament, money was not a commodity. You didn't determine a person's wealth by shekels, by money. You determine a person's wealth by livestock, by cattle, by stuff that they grew in the ground, and oil and grain. That's how you determine a person's wealth. Come on, brethren. Come on. The Lord, when he uses this ministry to cultivate the gift of the pastor, those pastors that are in the theology class, the Lord lead me to say to them, why is it you never go in the New Testament and pull out anything equivalent to Malachi 3 and 10? Because they can't. If 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1, Brother Paul wrote, now concerning the collection for the saints, he didn't say for the pastor, he said for the saints. As I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. He was saying, share whatever the Lord put in your heart to share. This street and outreach ministry that God has me over, we help those that are out there on the benches sleeping and hurting, and runaway girls that even have children and they have no husbands or nothing. They're out there in the street with their children. They can't afford to do anything for their children. Because it's a street and outreach ministry, the Lord bless us to operate strictly by donation, because I'm a licensed apostle. I could set up a building, but God said, no, don't do that. For 22 years, he's had me out there in the street. This ministry is out in the street. It's not even Facebook-based. Facebook is like a little pinky finger compared to what the ministry do. The TV ministry is like three fingers compared to what the ministry do. The radio ministry is like another finger to what the ministry does. But what God uses the ministry to do, the heart of the ministry, is to be out there in the street amongst those that are lost, without the veterans, the men that are sleeping out there on the benches, the women that are sleeping on the benches. God uses us to get care packages for people and hand them out tampons and pads for the women that don't have nothing to buy anywhere. Nothing worse than a sister that can't keep herself clean because she's not able to. And the Lord says to me, ask people to help. Sow into the ministry. Let God use you and he'll bless you. That's not a commandment. I'm just led by the Lord to put the invitation out there. If you look on my Facebook page, you'll see the ministry's website and the link with the PayPal link on it that God can use you to sow through. Don't close your hand, open it. There's a spirit of stinginess that's in this country. The country is talking about helping other countries, but what about home right here? How can you help Pakistan? How can you help Africa? How can you do all of that? Well, right here, starving and hurting and without. Some of y'all need to reroute the offerings that you're sharing. Some of you need to stop sowing into other countries and start sowing right here at home. There's some ministries right here that are real. You know the ministries that are real because you can call them 24/7, which, by the way, after this lesson, you might want to call for prayer, 203-745-8162, 24/7. It doesn't matter what time you call, nor how late, nor how early. It doesn't matter. And yes, the Lord will use me to answer the phone. And we will pray and we'll rebuke the devil and we'll plead the blood against Satan. Huh? Glory to God. So that you will be free. So that that bondage, those chains will be broken. The Bible said it's the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing of God. 203-745-8162. Call for prayer. Right now, doesn't matter what you need prayer about. Soon as you hear this lesson in, call for prayer. It doesn't matter. And if you call and you get the voicemails, because God got me on the phone praying with someone else, ministering to someone else, leave your name, the number, a message, and the time that I can call you back, and God will use me to reach you. I'm up all night working in the ministry anyway. Got to. Ministry means service in the Greek. And also it means to provide relief. How can we provide relief if the ministry's closed? The clubs are open, but the ministries are closed. Come on now. Ministers are taking too many vacations. Never mind that. Folk are hurting. Folk are going through. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you. We thank you for this time of gathering. Thank you for this time of fellowship. Thank you, oh God, for allowing this lesson to go on. Thank you for how your people have been ministered to. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone that you send to support the ministry, bless them mightily in Jesus' name. Restore unto their bosom what they have sown into what your work is. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are calling for prayer, those that need prayer, those that are crying, those that heard the message, those that need prayer, lead them to call. Bless us to fellowship and to fight the enemy and be with us where two or three are gathered, touching and agreeing about anything on earth. There you are in the midst. Be with us, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people. Bless your people. Give your prophets and prophetesses strength and boldness. And send them out. Stir up the evangelists that they go out and convince people to give their life to Jesus Christ. Bless the teachers that they may be bold to go out there and explain and teach the gospel in the simplest form. And bless my brother apostles that they be used by you to go out there and establish people in the faith. Shape up your body because we need you. We love you. And we ask you to help us to show you that. And Satan, we rebuke you. We wage war against you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. This is why the man of God need a wife. Because right now I need prayer. And ain't nothing like a Holy Ghost-filled wife that knows how to pray for her husband. God bless you all. Have a good night and a good rest. And this lesson is always able to be pulled up on demand in Blog Talk Radio. Doesn't matter when you're hearing this, call for prayer. Again, allow God to use you to sow into the ministry because there's a lot of people out there that need help. And that's what we like to do, help people. But we need your help. Team up with us. And let's rebuke the devil as well. Call for prayer, 203-745-8162. The show is ending now. I'm getting ready to click end the episode right now. And when I click it, you can call for prayer. I love you, and God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.